When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Gabbing with Gib. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and I just need to say that I am loving this season of Summer House so far. After last season's darkness, which stemmed from obviously Lindsay and Danielle's fallout, which was mostly over Lindsay and Carl's very fast-moving relationship and Danielle asking questions about that, the already lighter and more fun energy emanating from this season, albeit just after two episodes, is honestly incredibly refreshing. Like, I'm loving it. West in particular is the burst of good vibes that we needed injected into this cast. He does not take himself too seriously. He has genuine swag, gets along with everyone so far, is up to mix it up romantically, and he has great chemistry with Sierra. And he's just proven to be such a promising addition that I can already see being on the show for seasons to come. Jesse came a couple days late, so we've spent a little bit less time with him on the show so far, but he also already seems like a really promising new addition. I mean, he has the picture-perfect looks, he's already being messy by flirting with Paige so openly, despite knowing very well that she's a longtime boyfriend, and he's also proven to be an open book, like, emotionally, and with his story when he opened up about being a double cancer survivor on that last episode. That was such a great moment, and again, like, that was basically an episode into his run on the show. It's not a secret that it can be hard for these younger co-ed shows on Bravo to find great men to add to their casts that really work and have that staying power. And Summer House in particular has had a tough go of it. I mean, there was Chris and Alec, who each lasted one season and failed to make much of an impression. They seemed like nice guys, but again, just didn't have that kind of X Factor star quality. There was Andrea, who was a total star, absolute fan favorite, and came back for a second season as a friend. But he quickly got wifed up with a girlfriend, which is probably why he wasn't asked back full-time ever again. Luke was probably the last male addition to Summer House before this season who was able to prove his worth and stick around. He was on for three seasons, and he was a big factor on early Winter House. And also, who could forget Jordan, who joined the show with Paige and Hannah? He was quite the character and also only lasted for a season. All that's to say that it's been a journey giving Kyle and Carl some more male energy to bounce off of and for the single women in the house to potentially hook up with, which really is a core tenet of Summer House to begin with. Anyway, back to this season. I'm really excited for what's to come, but obviously a big caveat to that is what we're going to see from Lindsay and Carl. We obviously know that this season ends with their engagement being called off, but as viewers, we don't really know what led to that decision. Obviously, this past episode gave us some hints of trouble in paradise with them having a blowout argument in a cab to the club, which we didn't see for some reason. I don't know why there weren't cameras in that car. Maybe it was an Uber, but still. And then Lindsay coming back to the house with Gabby and Sense, and in a moment that was honestly very tough to watch. She questioned whether Carl was even sober that night. Carl and Lindsay got into a fight about that the next morning in their room. And then again, it felt like almost a fight that we like shouldn't be seeing, you know, but Lindsay is catching a lot of heat for what she said about Carl and his sobriety. She issued an apology that a lot of people didn't think was good enough. So yeah, I'm not very excited to see that whole situation if that's a taste of what's to come here, but it does help color in the lines of what happened between them, which I think is something that we deserve, again, as viewers. That darkness is also what makes the big final element of this season so interesting to me, which is that we also know that not only do Lindsay and Danielle rebuild their friendship this summer, but we also know that the rest of the women in the house start to get along as a group in a way that they haven't for a very long time. I'm really excited to see those bonds start to form too, because after that last reunion, when Paige and Lindsay especially went at it, it really felt like there was sort of nowhere to go for them. It felt like sort of the end of the road for them. So it's a very welcome redirect for that relationship, in my opinion. Today on the podcast, you'll hear an interview with Danielle Oliveira, who is a friend of mine. She is someone who I've interviewed many times over the years. She was on the show back in December promoting Winter House, which was when she was still in the early stages of seeing Joe Bradley from Southern Hospitality, who she is no longer seeing, as we learned when I interviewed him for Gabbing with Gib a couple weeks ago. In that interview, Joe confirmed publicly with me for the first time that he and Danielle were not seeing each other anymore. It got a lot of press pickup, and he told me that things ended amicably between them. Go back and listen to that interview in this podcast feed if you want to hear exactly what he said, because it's there's a stark contrast between what he said and what Danielle tells me in this interview. Obviously, when the opportunity to have Danielle on the show again so soon after Joe's appearance presented itself, I jumped at the chance. I wanted to see if she agreed with the picture that he painted of how their fling ended, and again, let's just say that she took issue with it. She has a much different point of view of what went down and gave me a lot of very specific details on what happened on the sort of fateful night that changed their course of their fling. So she had gone to Watch What Happens Live to support Joe from the audience. He was on with Luann, and then the next day, reports came out that Joe had hooked up with Luann that night. It's a claim that he denies, but that his Southern Hospitality co-star and longtime friend TJ said on the recent reunion that he's 99% sure happened. Danielle, as she says in this interview, as she said on Watch What Happens Live last week, agrees with that percentage. So in my interview with Danielle, we spent about 10 solid minutes on the situation with Joe Bradley before we moved on to her friendship with Lindsay and what we're going to see that from that this summer, whether she thinks that she would have attended Lindsay and Carl's wedding, her perspective on that recent fight between Lindsay and Carl, and a lot more. Keep listening for my chat with Danielle Oliveira from Summer House. Tune into the show on Thursdays at 9 p.m. on Bravo. And please take a second to make sure that you are subscribed to Gabbing with Gib wherever you're listening to this right now. Give us a 5-star rating or leave us a positive review if you're enjoying the show. Here's my interview with Danielle. I want to gab. Okay, today we're gabbing once again with Danielle Oliveira from Summer House. Danielle was on the show back in December, and that was for the most recent season of Winter House. But with season 8 of Summer House having just premiered and some other updates in her life, now is another great time to talk to Danielle, bring her back onto the show, and just pick her brain about everything. So Danielle, as you know, always a pleasure to chat. How are you?
I'm really, really good. I'm very excited for this.
Okay, so first things first, it's interesting because this was your first season of Winter House, correct?
Yes.
So this is your first experience really kind of like not having much of a break between anything. So Winter House was airing, you jump right into Summer House. Winter House was not the easiest of seasons for you, as we talked about during our last interview. How are you holding up with this new kind of go, go, go that you're experiencing over the past 5 or 6 months?
It's really hard to, I don't know, just like be present a lot. Yeah. Because I'm constantly doing like worrying about the next thing. I've hired an assistant who keeps me afloat. So thank God for that. I realize how important it is to really say like, I need help or I need someone to, you know, keep me on track, because the calendar is just crazy these days. But it's exciting. It's fun. And I feel like instead of, you know, thinking, when am I going to take a break, but maybe just condition my body to always keep this level up, because I do want to keep doing more and being busy and making money.
Yeah, no, totally. You just have to adapt to all the opportunities that are coming in for you. Yeah. Even though it might feel overwhelming. Right.
I mean, and Kyle did it. Kyle did Traders and Summer House and Loverboy.
So it's doable.
If you can do it, so can I.
I completely agree. I just know it, like, I just feel like emotionally it can't be the easiest thing to, like, especially with all the different timelines too. Cause even as it can be difficult to keep track of, okay, wait, when was this filmed versus this is, you know what I mean? So even for you in it, also must be kind of like a little bit of a mind fuck.
Yeah. And then going backwards in time sometimes and be like, oh my gosh. And sometimes that edit really does get you too. And I'm just like, damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. So totally.
Such a roller coaster of emotion. So yeah. Therapist and executive assistant. So
done.
We're good.
Done. Love. Okay. So before we talk about Summer House, let's just get into it. Since BravoCon and while Winter House was airing, you were seeing Joe Bradley from Southern Hospitality and you guys had hit it off. When we had our interview around December, you were smitten, things were going well, you're visiting each other. And I had Joe on my show for the reunion of Southern Hospitality a couple weeks ago. And
I saw.
Yep, you saw. And, you know, we hadn't chatted in, I would say, like a month or so, and I hadn't seen any press around your relationship recently. So I asked him where things stood between you guys. He told me that you decided to end things amicably, part ways, and that things were good between you two. So I first wanted to ask you, does his answer that things ended amicably between you and him, does that reflect your reality? Did things end amicably between you and Joe Bradley?
Absolutely not. Not even my reality, just the just reality in general. I don't know what planet he's on, but definitely not amicable. Definitely not on good terms. And definitely didn't have that conversation that he mentioned on your podcast. So, yeah.
So do you think that he's just misrepresenting it from his or trying to make himself look like, what is your read on that whole thing?
I mean, I think that he's really good at like copping out by saying, you know, Danielle's on a different level. She's here. I'm here. You know, say all these wonderful things about me, all of which are absolutely true. But that kind of just gets away from the fact that like, okay, so what did happen? What is going on? Where is the truth between what happened with him and Luann? Anything else? Like, I think that it's his way of copping out and his way of kind of maintaining this good guy image, persona, what have you.
Got it. And so I want to ask you what happened, but I feel like I should also just like for people listening, establish what the situation was. So about a month ago, you went to Watch What Happens Live when Joe was on with Luann. And you were supporting him in the audience. And then I think like the next day, a report came out that him and Luann had gotten chummy during whatever, wherever you guys went afterwards. And when I asked him about that, he was like, sort of just wait for the reunion. TJ, his co-star, said that he was 99% sure that something had happened between Joe and Luann. I'm assuming that this,
He plugged his own reunion as a way of answering a question.
He said, wait till the reunion because that's where things will be addressed or whatever. That's what he told me the week before. Yeah, that week. So I'm guessing that everything that happened with Luann sort of, you know, informs what happened, how things ended between you two. So can you explain that whole thing from your perspective and what hasn't been said, I guess?
So I guess back in December also, like the love bomb was real. And I think it was really fun to lean into at the time, but it also like, you know, in hindsight, like wasn't really necessary. You know, he was saying, I love you. He was calling me his girlfriend, like all of which, again, you know, not necessary, but I think that's just like how he is. And so I was like, okay, this is fun.
And it feels good to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great at the time. And then fast forward, you know, there were some moments where I like would catch him in a lie here and there. So I knew that things were going to head towards, you know, not being in a serious thing. And you're like, you know, when there's like a 3-month itch, like you have to figure out what are we actually doing?
Is this going to be accelerate or is this going to stop?
Is out. Yeah. And like, I would have been completely content with it, you know, fizzling out. And it's funny because he went on another podcast and said like he was pumping the brakes. I ironed his shirt that morning for that podcast and said like, maybe just like, don't say that we're like so, so intense because we're still figuring it out. But no, he's the one who pumped the brakes. I'm just like, this man. And so like, it was kind of heading towards it fizzling out then. And at the time, I thought it would have been really great for us to, you know, still maintain a flirty relationship or be friends in the future. And then Watch What Happens Live happens. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the audience and I can't tell you how uncomfortable it was. Like, even like Andy was looking over at me and I was just like, what's going on? Like, I really have no idea. Like, this is strange for me too, to be.
You're talking
like,
about how flirty Luann and Joe were.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, I was like, what is happening? So that happened. And then the rest of that night we went to Dream. She showed up there. And then I was just kind of like, you know what, I was already feeling a certain way about it, you know, making me feel uncomfortable. So I was just like, had my friends there. I was like, let's just go out in the West Village, just go out for drinks. Like, I don't want to dampen his night either with my feelings. And mind you, I was staycationing with him at the Dream at the time. My bags were in his room there. So I was like, so I left, went out in the West Village and he shares his location with me. So I see, you know, what's happening. And he's no longer at the Dream. He's moving up to the Upper East Side. And
got it.
You know, I feel like she lives in the Upper East Side.
I think she does live on the Upper East Side. I think that's where she is.
So he, I text him and I'm like, sounds like, you know, it looks like you're like on your way to make a mistake. And he actually said to me, no, I'm meeting up with my Michigan college friends for some drinks.
Okay.
And so I was just like, I'm just going to go home then. So I went home and I thought he went back to Dream. I don't know. I feel like
you didn't check his location. You didn't check if he went. because you had gone to sleep.
The next morning he was there, but like, you know,
right.
A lot of could have happened between me checking it, like, because I'm not like checking it all the time. I just,
right,
like,
of course not. No. You
know, like, I just wanted to know where I was going to lay my head down. Was I going to go back to the dream or should I just go home?
Mm-hmm.
And so I went home and the next morning, you know, he came over and was like, wish you were there. Like, fun night. Like, everything was okay. And then the rumors, I guess not really rumors now, but they all came out and I was just like, and he was in my bed at the time. Like, how?
When the story came out.
Yeah.
And wow.
I'm like, Joe, what's going on here? Yeah. So that was a whole thing. That was and honestly, I had work that morning. I couldn't even work because I was just like inundated with all of this stuff,
of course,
noise. And I was like, and he just lied. He kept lying and lying and lying.
So have you ever gotten confirmation that something happened between Joe and Luann?
Not
or
from
is
him.
It okay, but from other people who have heard maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So the 99% thing that was said on the reunion, you're co-signing that percentage.
Yes.
Okay. 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 So then after that, he leaves New York and are things
well,
done?
Actually, he stayed with me for 2 days and I left because I had a trip to LA already planned. So I left.
Okay.
And I think during the course of that is when I was just like, this isn't it. This isn't working. Cause he was like not being very communicative. And I was just like, this, like, why do I have such a headache? And why mm-hmm. am I stressed out about this between what's going on in the media and him just like not
right.
really being communicative? It was just like, I need to just focus on myself and my company and not let this, you know, distract me more.
It was becoming a distraction for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so was there, you're saying it obviously did not end amicably. And was there a big final conversation between you and Joe, or did it fizzle out as we said before?
No, it ended with like, it ended with me just saying, I can't believe I allowed you in my orbit. It's laughable. That's not amicable.
That doesn't sound amicable to me.
Yeah. And he didn't respond to that, obviously. So.
Okay. Okay. And then I guess my last question about this is like, is there anything else that you would want to say, get off your chest about how it's, I think what's interesting, Danielle, is that it's been kind of a public thing, you know, like you guys were posting each other and you both talked about each other in interviews. And so it has this extra element, you know, of like it being in the press a lot.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to say about how that all happened or like anything else that hasn't made it to the press that you would like people to know?
I think we covered a lot.
I think so too. I just wanted to make sure.
A fair amount. It was just, you know, just the love bomb of it all. And, you know, I guess I just followed his lead, but he was also doing press for Southern Hospitality. So you know, it's not like he was seeking outlets to talk about it. And I kind of was just like, it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish it would have ended better, but.
I mean, I hate to hear that this is like become what it has become, but I also, like you said, like you're both promoting shows and you both deserve to share your side of the story. So
yeah,
I'm glad that we had this conversation and you're sharing your side. So I think now we can jump into Summer House, which is, I think Summer House this last season, as I mean, you lived it. It wasn't necessarily the most fun to watch. It was darker season. It made me upset to see what was going on, but particularly between you and Lindsay. And this season just feels like it has a total different vibe. And just in terms of the house overall, we know that you and Lindsay are going to slowly build towards being good where you are now. How are you feeling overall about what we're about to see this season from that perspective?
I mean, there's a lot that even I want to see in this season because our friendship was still like forming again, and it was still very new. So there's a lot of things that I didn't hear about. I didn't know about. I mean, even this episode, episode two, I didn't know a lot of what was going on because I wanted to set some boundaries. So like over time, it's really like hard for me to kind of stay away and know like, how do I fit into this puzzle again? So a lot of that is like, you know, I'm excited to see that, you know, transition happen over time and kind of get the full picture of what happened in the relationship as well. I don't think it's going to change my mind necessarily about how I feel like, you know, being Team Lindsay, but I think that the season is just Wes and Jesse. You never really understand how much you need great energy until you get it. Mm-hmm. And it was just so light, even though that, you know, something, their relationship and that darkness, like none of us truly, I didn't know. So like the entire time I was kind of like just having the time of my life. So it's great that we have that lightness, even though totally. There's, you know, what's to come.
But it sounds like most of that is going to maybe happen behind closed doors in their bedroom or in other one-on-one conversations that don't affect the entire house necessarily until the very end. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a huge difference, right? Like I think that what happened between Lindsay and I kind of became this poison that kind of, you know, infiltrated the entire house and put everyone in like this weird eggshells. Like people didn't even want to come to the kitchen, and that's our favorite spot in the house. Mm-hmm. So this is different. We love the kitchen again.
We love the kitchen again. I love to hear that. So you two had gone to a lunch off camera before the season started, which I think was something that was really smart to do. And I think that, you know, the cameras obviously affect things, but I'm glad that you as friends just got something before that season started. And it seems like, again, we're going to just keep slowly building to where you are now. Where is there a big shift that happens, or is it really gradual throughout the summer that we'll see you two just, you know, get close again?
There's some really great conversations between us that happen over time, but the way I felt when we were filming, it's so weird because I wanted to build this like wall and be like, you know, do it the right way this time. But there's something about us being together under one roof and like just having like we're like magnets.
Yeah.
Like she would come to my room, like, what are you wearing? And it's like right back where we once, because we're just like that. And so like there are some parts where I'm just like, oh, this feels so good though. So like why am I fighting it so much?
Like hesitant almost. Right. Yeah.
I think that for the most part with their relationship stuff, I try to like be there, but also not give my opinion too much. That was the biggest thing. But when it came to, you know, getting ready, partying, like giggling and like all that good stuff, I mean, it just happened so quickly
because I love that.
We both missed each other, I think.
And you had established that, right? So you had established that big picture, like you wanted to get back to a good place. So for those little things to fall into place, it just helps get to that point. We hear you say, I think it was in the second episode, that you were invited to the wedding and you weren't sure sort of how to take that invitation and sort of what to make of it at the time. Were you weighing whether or not to go in early summer? Where was your mentality about attending their wedding?
In my heart of hearts, I wanted to go, but I also had this feeling of like, I want to hear it from specifically Lindsay that she actually wants me to be there, because last summer happened and a lot of people were just like, you made their engagement about you and like so much drama surrounding that. The last thing that I would want is her wedding to become about me, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, Danielle's here. This is like, no, I want to like be part of the crew. I don't want anything to be about me. And I want her to like feel that that's the case. And I want to hear from her that she wants me there. So before I, you know, said yes, I just wanted to have a conversation first.
Yeah, I think that's totally valid and smart. You know, you said a lot of this sort of Carl Lindsay stuff is going to happen behind closed doors and not necessarily something you're privy to. You know, we see in the second episode this really wild end to the episode where there's a night out. Lindsay comes back with Gabby and she says, like, it feels like Carl's on something and he was acting differently to her and all these things. We see a morning after conversation between them. You know them both very well. What's your read on like just the root of that conflict that they had in particular? And because I think it's one of those things where it's hard to really know how to read something like that. Cause it's
right. I was mainly while I was watching, I was like, why don't we have cameras in that car? Like why? Because I was in the girl's car and I was like, what was going on in that car that she felt like he was being dismissive or, you know, cold or whatever it was. And then once we hit the club, I mean, I like when Carl's having a good time. Like, I like when he's fun. Like the summer before, it was like way too zen. It was like, I wanted to shake him sometimes and be like, I know you're in there.
Yeah. You
know
what I mean? You don't have to be drinking or anything, but
but I know you're in there. Like, where's, you know, he was like way less punny. Like usually he's shooting those out all the time. And so, you know, I think he was more reserved because of his sobriety journey. And I think all of us kind of understood that. And it was really nice to see him like having a great time. And I think the new guys also like had a big
help that.
Part in that. I think he wanted to prove that he can still be fun, especially, you know, this is another year where he is sober and like the rest of us drink. And I think there's a lot of pressure, you know, we're on television and we're entertaining. And then I totally. Think that he wanted to, you know, prove to himself and prove to everyone else in the house that he still got it without drinking or doing anything, of course. I just don't think he and Lindsay talked about that strategy or that
yeah.
want
totally fair.
To do it. So she was anxious about the new dynamics in the house, the girls, me. And, you know, I think she wanted more out of him to support her and to kind of like be in lockstep. And they just weren't. It's really unfortunate that, you know, I call it vintage Carl, but like, You kind of, when he does have fun, because we haven't seen it in a bit, to be honest with you, mm-hmm. you kind of always have related his fun self with not being sober. You know what
right.
I mean? So I get where she was coming from at that moment. I think it was out of concern. I've had a lot of moments where my heart is in the right place, but my delivery is very poor.
Sure.
And
we all have. Yeah.
And so that's what happened the night of. I just hated the morning after that she kind of doubled down on that, being now that she's like sober and, you know, kind of reflecting to once again say it as the reason, you know.
It was tough to watch.
Yeah. And I know her heart's in a good spot and, you know, that's the man that she's going to marry. So, but she was concerned, but I just, you know, was just giving too much accusing. It was like the accusatory tone.
Yeah, totally. I totally know what you're saying. And
what was also funny too, it's like, there was a one moment, I don't know if you like caught this, but I did. The guys are coming back and we all like get back at like 2:30 in the morning or something like that. And Carl like walks right in the door, like goes yep. right up there, takes his layoff. Wes kind of like stumbles in. He almost doesn't make it in the door. And I was just like, yeah, one's drunk and one isn't.
There we go. Yeah. Listen. Yeah. He like grabbed a water and like fell back a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. So it was kind of like, you know, even though there was darkness there, I was like, that just made me laugh because there was a stark difference between those entries.
And I'm telling, I agree with you. They're bringing such good energy, those two guys, but I can already see Danielle. I'm sure down the line in this season, you're going to get comments and things that are going to be like, you were right, you know, like you were right about Lindsay and Carl because of how much, you know, doubt you expressed or just how many questions you asked last season, I would say about it. Cause you're going to get those comments. I know you are, you probably already are getting them. How do you respond to people saying that to you?
Listen, I told you so. No, I'm just kidding.
Danielle.
No, it was just like, I think that I just want people to understand that even though everything blew up in my face last summer, even though I got way too drunk at their engagement party and made it about me a little bit, I was truly coming from a place of wanting them to make it, wanting them to go the distance. And so as someone who's really close to them, there were observations that I felt comfortable bringing up. And I think a lot of those observations bubble up this summer. So it's like, I didn't want to be right about it. That's why I mentioned it last summer. Like, I didn't want this to happen at all. I never wanted to get into that fight with Lindsay. I thought she might've just, you know, been like, I hear you, be happy for me, let's move on. But it just didn't pan out that way. I think ultimately the outcome is meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
I agree.
Really, it's really unfortunate that so much heartache had to happen in order for us to get to this point. So like, I'm not happy about it. And people are going to ask me all day long. Like I'm not happy that all of that went down like that. Cause I never want to see my friends go through that.
Yeah. Yeah. You were asking important questions and I agree.
They put a lot of money into that wedding. I hate seeing money go to waste.
Oh, I know. I wanted to go to Mexico. You know, it's like,
yeah.
So, okay. So, I mean, like it seems like you guys don't even really know exactly what's to come in terms of what the Carl and Lindsay stuff is going to be this season, but I guess we'll all just kind of tune in and
yeah. Cause it's like, it's job stuff. It's money stuff.
Yeah.
It's a lot when you're building towards the future. And you know, they had been going to couples therapy for a while too there, but I don't know, a lot more to come out.
The two final topics I want to ask you about quickly. One is one of the things that made me happy, you know, on top of you and Lindsay getting to a better place last summer, it was just all the girls getting to a better place. Is that a factor of just the good vibes in this house that we're seeing? Is that what explains that?
Yeah. I mean, also, like, before we even met West and Jesse, the girls' car ride out was just so much fun. Like, it was girly, you know, we were gossiping with each other. There wasn't one second where we weren't chatting. And it just felt really right. It felt really good. I think even Gabby was surprised, because sometimes Gabby was like, where do I fit in? Like, you know, because she's always, you know, Lindsay and her were like, super close. They are super
close. And Sam's not there. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was really nice to, like, everyone just came in with a good spirit. I was like, you know what? I think what happened at that reunion, as uncomfortable as it was at times, even between Paige and Lindsay and everyone, like, it needed to happen. Like,
I agree.
It was left out there. Like, we left at that reunion and there was just like a very clean slate, not just for Lindsay and I, but I feel like for everyone in the house.
There was nothing else to say. Really, it was just like, it was all said. And then The other thing, Danielle, is like, you know, we mentioned at the top Winter House, which is again, I think was tough for you to watch back and to have that reaction from the viewers. We're seeing a single Danielle again this summer on this season. And a big difference, though, is that you said, I think in this past episode, nobody under our roof, nobody that we live with, that is not happening. Is that just a factor of wanting to get out?
I know how to move on from past mistakes. Okay, I know how to learn and move on. And like, but also, like, I feel like single Danielle in the Hamptons is way, it's more true to form. But I think that's like, I'm back. Like, I feel like I'm back in the place that I love. It's like a second home to me, which just sounds so bougie. I hate that I just said it, but I feel good when I'm out there. I feel like myself. I feel like I'm going to have the most fun. And yeah, no men under the same roof. I mean,
Danielle's got her groove back. I love it. Yeah. And we saw you share a kiss with somebody. Is that guy going to come back, or are we just kind of playing the field this summer?
We're playing the field.
Love.
There's one repeat offender in there, but that one's really fun. I just, you know, and the thing about Wes too, he brought all of his friends and JD was one of them. I was like, it felt really good. And there wasn't any expectations. I got his number, but it wasn't like, oh my God, this is going to turn into a thing. It was just like, yeah, let's just have fun tonight.
Love that. I love that. And then at the very end of, or towards the end of the summer, we're going to see you launch your business, which I think most people or everybody comes to support, which is, again, speaks to where I think this overall group really is. And that must feel good too.
Yeah. I mean, I think that even just the sheer fact that we're leaning into more of the New York City stuff this summer, it really rounds us out. Like this past episode, Sierra with her modeling, like she's,
yes,
you know, we've always seen her as doing like wanting to be a nurse, but then she's like, you know what? I look like this and I live in New York City. So why not take a chance? We'll probably see like all of our careers, which, you know, all of our crazy makes sense when you see us in our normal habitat, right? Like blowing off steam is something that I need to do.
That's baked into the DNA of the show. That is when I think of those early seasons, that was the conceit, you know what I mean? And so we're kind of getting back to what Summer House is all about.
Yeah. And so like, I love that because I mean, I always compared it to like how the housewives, you know, you love seeing them with their kids and like at home, because when they act a fool at a restaurant, you're like, you remember like this, but she's amazing. You know what I mean? Like she's
totally, we need the balance. We need the balance. Yes.
Like we're getting the more balance. And especially for me, because I haven't really been able to show my career as much being in corporate America. And then it's taken me a while to get to where I am with the app and still have a while to go. But to be able to share that with my castmates, my friends, my family, I can't wait to see it.
It's so exciting. I can't wait to see it either. And, you know, we just talked about balance and seeing both sides. We got that today, Danielle. And I'm glad we had this. I really am glad that you're going to have ample opportunities to share your story, but I'm glad we did this today because.
Me too.
Now I've gotten both.
I was like, if it wasn't already scheduled, I've been like, I need to talk to
you. No, it was perfect timing. So I think that it's, I'm glad it happened. Danielle, thanks as always. So generous with your time. Can't wait for the season. Truly. I'm really excited. And, more to come. More to come.
Thank you.
Best. Thanks for doing this. All right. Bye. Thank you for listening to the show. Subscribe to Gabbing with Gib on any podcast platform to listen to new episodes, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gib on YouTube to watch full-length versions of our interviews. We'd also love your support with a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can follow me at Gib Sonoma on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and keep up with all things Gabbing with Gib at Gabbing with Gib on Instagram and TikTok. Gabbing with Gib is an independent podcast hosted by me, Gibson Johns. It's produced by myself and Riley Dabbs. Graphics are by Rachel Roth, and our cover art photography is by Troy Hallahan. If you want to reach out about guest booking, sponsorship, or advertising opportunities, email us at gabbingwithgib@gmail.com. Thank you again for your support, and see you next time.